The question was asked, how come we sing in Kabbalat Shabbat, 40 Shana Akut Bedov, Amaram Toil Vavim, Emno Adud Rachai? We say the end of that psalm in which Hashem describes how He was upset at us and punished us to be 40 years in the desert, saying that we were misguided. Amaram Toil Vavim. And so I swear it in my anger, Asher Nishbati Vapim, Yavunil Menuchati, lest they come to my resting place. So let's understand the history of the psalms we say in Kabbalat Shabbat. Our sages instituted, and this is a very late institution, about 100 years ago, there were still communities who didn't do this. In Mir, in Europe, Kabbalat Shabbat consisted of banging on the table once. People would read the psalms, bang on the table twice, you finish the psalms. That was Kabbalat Shabbat. Today, even the Yemenites sing Kabbalat Shabbat. It's obviously an institution that stuck, that people felt resonates with them. But in fact, it's a very late institution from the beginning of this millennium, where the rabbis instituted that we sing a psalm corresponding to every weekday. And then we sing the seventh psalm after six psalms, which is where we're taking in the Shabbos. We say Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbat. So technically, when we say Lechu Neranena LaShem, we're really saying a psalm corresponding to day one, Shiru LaShem day two, etc. The psalms of Friday night correspond to six work days, and I'm not yet accepting Shabbos. It's only afterwards when I end the Lecha Dodi, Boi kala, now I'm accepting Shabbos. May the queen enter, may the queen enter, may Shabbos the queen enter. So then I say, Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbat, I say the psalm that corresponds to Shabbos. Now I'm accepting Shabbos. Lecha Dodi was compiled only about 700 years ago. I'm saying, this is new stuff in Judaism. 700 years is not like our Shmona Esrei that is a few millennium old. In fact, the six psalms that we say in the beginning of Kabbalat Shabbat, they really just correspond to six weekdays. On a Kabbalistic level, you could read the commentaries. They discuss how each one corresponds to each day of the work week, meaning to what was created in that day, to the nature of that day. We say that just like different things were created on different days, there's a nature that's given to each day. And corresponding to that, we have Shir Shel Yom, and corresponding to that, we have these psalms in Kabbalat Shabbat. And then we go Mizmor Shir LeYom Shabbat, that's corresponding to Shabbos itself. Now, the custom has evolved that in order to get everyone to say the same psalm at the same time, the Chazan says the beginning and the end of the psalm. Really, that's not necessary. Technically, we could do like they do in Mir. Bang on the table and everyone starts. Bang on the table, everyone ends. Okay, we did our Kabbalat Shabbat. You know, Rabbi Feinstein would sometimes sit without his hat and jacket for Kabbalat Shabbat. He'd only put it on for Ma'ariv. Because Kabbalat Shabbat, there's a bunch of psalms that we're saying and welcoming Shabbos. It's not a real prayer. You know, if we'd all got together and say, let's say a little bit of Tehillim. So you don't have to put on a hand jacket for that. So sometimes he'd only put it on and afterwards for Ma'ariv. Because Kabbalat Shabbat is really just the crowd getting together in preparation for Shabbos. We're saying these psalms. Very nice. Let's say you're bogged down and you're going to be late to shul. So you daven mincha already. Now you could say, okay, I hereby accept Shabbos upon myself. You could say just Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbat. Or you could just say, I'm hereby accepting Shabbos upon myself. And there you accepted Shabbos. And then you'll come in, you'll say, Ma'ariv. You won't feel like you did it. Your whole Shabbos is going to feel different because you missed Kabbalat Shabbat, you missed the songs. And that's the beauty. We see that Chazal, our sages, touched on something that's important to us. That's why even the Yemenites today do it. And they didn't do it. You know, 700 years ago, the Yemenites did not start this minhag, but it sticks. It's a minhag that really resonates with us. Now, we say the beginning and the end of each psalm, just tell people stay in line. In other places in prayer, we say the beginning and end, because technically, very often, if you said just the beginning and just the end, you were yotzei the whole thing. So there are times that the Chazan would say the beginning and the end, like in benching, and that's for those who can't pay attention, they could be yotzei the blessing, or bidyeved, because the beginning and the end is also a blessing. It's not as accurate a blessing, but it's still there. But when it comes to the Psalms of Kabbalat Shabbat, the Psalms of Kabbalat Shabbat, it's just the congregation getting together to read Psalms. It happens to be that in order for us to all be at the same place, we say the beginning and the end of each Psalm. And it happens to be that some people decided to give it a tune. So now there's a tune to it. But you're right, the tune really does not reflect the meaning of the wording. And ever since I was a little boy, it always bothered me, like you're saying. You're singing about a punishment of the Jewish people. I said they're a nation misguided. Now I punished them with 40 years. They're not coming into the land of Israel. And people just sing it. You're right. You're right. You're right. In fact, that's what people do. But the comment is correct.
Are the six less like...